Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels on a Wednesday. Happy schedule release day for all of those who celebrate. And look, I've no doubt that there are folks out there who are like, you know what? The whole schedule is going to be released tonight. Wake me up when it happens. And I understand that. But there was a time here on the internet when schedule release day was filled with fun and excitement as leaks came forward and you pieced together what the schedule was going to look like. And that's still somewhat around. We do have a bunch of leaks today, and we do know some of the Packers schedule sitting here at 5 Eastern, 4 Lambeau time. But the headline, of course, the big news of the day is the Packers are opening at home for the first time under Matt LaFleur. That's right, for the first time since 2018, when the Packers came back against the Bears, the famous money game from Aaron Rodgers. Never once in Matt LaFleur's tenure have the Packers opened at Lambeau Field, and now it is set to occur. Jordan Schultz on the info early this morning. The Packers will take on the Detroit Lions at the late afternoon window, 3:25 Lambeau time, September 7th, that Sunday afternoon. I love it. I absolutely adore opening up against the Lions. Yes, no doubt it's a tough opponent. I understand the grousing, some of which I've gotten in my mentions today, about wanting to face division foes later in the year. And guess what? The Packers will. They will face the Lions and the Vikings and the Bears late in season. But to kick things off right off the bat against the Lions, get Dan Campbell in Lambeau on the, you know, a celebratory day, the first day of the NFL season, or the first full day. Obviously, there are a couple games prior in the week on Thursday and Friday. But, man, to have that Sunday home opener for the first time under LaFleur, absolutely thrilled. I hope the Packers obviously come out of the gate smoking, but we know how Dan Campbell has kind of had Matt LaFleur's number so far in his tenure there in Detroit. And hopefully the Packers are able to, you know, get one up on the Lions right out of the gate, take control of this division early, and show folks that the days of Dan Campbell pushing around Matt LaFleur are over. That's the hope. We will see. Of course, the entire schedule is not quite out yet. There are, like I said, a number of leaks. We'll go over real quickly. What is interesting is this team apparently will have a quick turnaround right away after that September 7th showdown with the Lions. They will then host the Commanders on Thursday night, September 11th, at Lambeau Field. So getting that quick turnaround game out of the way right out of the gate. Obviously, no one loves the Thursday night turnaround. It sucks to have the guys get beat up on a Sunday and then have to play again on a Thursday. But I will say, if you got to do it, I love the idea of getting it out of the way right off the bat and being able to just sit there for the rest of the season knowing you don't have to worry about Thursday night football. So, yeah, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, but I will absolutely take it. And then there are a bunch of dates that are yet to be determined. 4 weeks, 3 through 8. Not much has been made public that I've seen in that regard. Then we do have a couple of hits where we do know that the Panthers are coming to Lambeau on November 2nd. The Eagles, as this was announced earlier this week, coming to Green Bay Monday, November 10th for a Monday night game at Lambeau Field. And the Packers travel here to New York City Sunday, November 16th to face the Giants. Their first contest against the Vikings will be at home week 12. That will be at Lambeau Field. And then the other short turnaround they have this season is the following week when they go to Detroit on Thanksgiving to, yes, face the Lions at the 1 o'clock Eastern kickoff game. I hate this turnaround. I hate this game. I know the Packers won it 2 years ago. I'm totally happy to be surprised, but man, I hate playing on Thanksgiving. I specifically hate playing that first Thanksgiving game. That's just me. Your mileage may vary, but the Packers don't have a choice. They got to go and do it. Going to face off against the Lions in front of the nation. Thanksgiving, first game out of the gate. The other ones that we know for sure, Packers facing the Broncos in week 15 at Denver. That's week 15 matchup there. And then a game that had been previously announced prior to today, Saturday. A special Saturday game late in the season, December 20th, traveling to Chicago to take on the Bears. The time of that game, I don't think, has been released yet. That will come out later tonight. That'll be either at 3:30 or 7 p.m. And then finally, wrapping up the season in week 18, the other one that we do know for sure, the Packers are traveling to Minnesota to close out the season in Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium. Again, give me Jordan Love in a New Year's hat with some poppers after a big blowout win over the Vikings to finalize the season. I'm in on this image. That's what we know so far. Like I said, the rest will be filled out later tonight. But hey, I think the big headline, like I said, it's about starting off at home and interestingly getting that quick turnaround, two games right out of the gate at home at Lambeau, start off 2-0. That's what I like to see. And then get yourself a mini bye right away after that first two game stretch. The worst things you could present me with. So I'm in on it. Like I said, I'm sure your mileage will vary as it does with Chris, I believe, here setting us off with a super chat. Thank you for the support. Chris says, here for my annual rant. For the love of God, I can't stand it when the Packers play on Thanksgiving or Christmas. I don't need my holidays this stressful. I can't take it. Yeah, Chris, I'm kind of with you on the, obviously, on the Thanksgiving side of things. I am not a fan of playing on Thanksgiving, but I will say, I haven't minded them playing on Christmas, and I was somewhat looking forward to the possibility that they were going to be paired up with either the Eagles or Commanders on Christmas Day once that news became public that they'd be facing the Bears on a Saturday. I thought there was a decent chance, you know, maybe they have that turnaround and end up facing one of those teams on Christmas Day at Lambeau, but that obviously has not occurred. The Packers are not playing on Christmas, but they are playing on Thanksgiving, and I'm with you, man. I want my holiday stress-free, especially Thanksgiving. That's a day to relax, eat way too much, and watch other teams play football. I just watching the Packers on Thanksgiving, I don't know, man. Something about it stresses me out. Like, I'm with you, Chris, but I know there are other folks who feel very differently, and they love the Packers playing on Thanksgiving, and that's great. And look, I'm fine with it. Packers, that's the schedule. You can only play the games in front of you, and you got to go 1-0 every week. Hopefully the Packers go 1-0 in Detroit that Thursday afternoon. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat, man. The NFL sure knows how to drag things out with this NFL schedule release over these 3 days. Always have to be in the headlines, I suppose. Hashtag go Pack go. I mean, it does do them, you know, good to have themselves in the mix, so to speak, when there is a bunch going on in the sports world. You know, obviously the NBA playoffs are raging on, and the NHL playoffs are happening, and baseball's trying to rumble to life, so to speak. So, yeah, the NFL loves having their name in the headlines, and they are the gorilla. They can do what they want. You know, now that they have essentially started regularly scheduling games on Saturdays late in the year, they've basically started to take over Christmas. Now they've got Black Friday games as an annual thing. They're inescapable, man. They're going to do what they want. And yes, having this kind of slow trickle of news throughout this week, but even going back to last week, it's what they are, man. They're going to keep themselves relevant at all times. Fausti, thanks for the super chat, man. Do we see the preseason schedule tonight too? I can't remember if they did last year. I know it was faster last year than it had been in years past. I can't remember off the top of my head if we get it tonight or later this week. But like I said, I do know it hasn't been dragged out these last few years the way it had been in the past. We should have at least the opponents, especially since there's only three of them now. We should have those set sooner rather than later. Dennis, thanks to Super Chat, man. I have Packers Brown County drawing tickets. Don't know which game yet, but opening game would be fantastic. Random Packer, Anthony Morgan. Anthony Morgan, shout out to Dennis and all the Patreon members and Carry the G Club members who showed up for our retro watch party last night during happy hour. I got to admit, that went way better than I thought it would. I was worried about the tech and making sure that everybody could watch it in sync and chime in when they wanted to. But man, that was a lot of fun. And Anthony Morgan certainly made an appearance. Yeah, if you're interested, hop on board. It helps support the brand to become a Patreon member or a Carry the G Club member here on YouTube. And every couple of weeks, we'll be doing a retro watch party. Last night, we watched the Minnesota Vikings take on the Packers at Lambeau in 1995. I got to tell you, that was an amazing game. It was a lot of fun. You saw Brett Favre at the height of his powers, or really kind of starting to understand the height of his powers. You saw Reggie White make a game-deciding strip sack fumble. Leroy Butler was in on the action. Mark Chmura had a big touchdown. Both running backs in Dorsey Levens and Edgar Bennett scored TDs in that game. It was a lot of fun, man. That was a really good time. Ryan Willie, how are you, man? Nagler, I hate the leaky faucet of the NFL schedule. I'm old school. Either release the entire schedule or don't, or I'm just old. Ryan, I can confirm, sir, you are just old because this is the way it is. I mean, I'm with you in the sense that I'll just, you know, click on a link at 8 o'clock and find out what the schedule is, essentially. Like, I'm not tracking down leaks as much as I used to in the past, but, you know, someone sent me the games we have so far, so I thought I'd share them with you all, but I am definitely not, you know, anywhere near the leak hound I used to be when trying to figure out what the schedule is going to be. And now it's like, okay, old man voice, I can read it in the paper whenever it's printed. But I do, don't get it twisted, I do understand people being fervently involved in finding out when these games are occurring, because mostly they want to secure hotels and travel plans and take time off work and know where they're going to be. Like, I get it. Like, this is important stuff. There's no doubt about that. JP, thanks for the super chat, man. Packers versus Bears playing during the first round of the college football playoffs is so shameless from the NFL. Friday night games overshadowing high school, too. Yeah, the Friday night thing, I'm not big on taking away from high school football, though I will say usually by Black Friday, high school football is over, traditionally. I get what you're saying in regards to the college football playoffs, but college football playoffs are now becoming big business. Yeah, they already were, right? But now the players are getting paid, and they're consolidating all these conferences, and the playoff itself has expanded. The NFL is a money-making enterprise, you know? It's going to put its foot down and stake out its turf, and I don't have any problem with that. I mean, I'm obviously not the biggest college football fan, so I don't really care. But I understand the idea of tradition and things of that nature. I really am surprised it took this long. I thought for sure once once the NFL stopped acquiescing to the World Series, and this was a while ago, people may not remember, you youngsters may not remember, but there was a time where they just didn't even schedule football games, NFL games, during the Sunday night of the World Series. Well, that stopped years ago. And once that happened, I thought for sure more of this would occur. So I can't say I'm that surprised. Like I said, it's business. It ain't show friends. It's show business. Fausti, thanks again, man. Will Fox finally get Jordan Love that turkey leg? Well, first, he's got to win it. He's got to have a good game like he did 2 years ago, even though they took it away from him. But yeah, they should. They're certainly going to be under pressure. Everyone's going to be looking for it. But the Packers got to take care of business first. That's A number one. Simitovich, what's up, man? 20-0. Calling it now. Go Pack, go. I like where your head's at, man. Luke Carnes, how are you, brother? Hope you're doing well. It's been a minute since I caught you live. I listen every day. Thank you for playing the classic 2020 Packers After Dark Jam a couple weeks back. That song is the best, Carry the G. Thank you, Luke. Yes, that was the Nagler After Dark theme from back in there, our COVID days when we were all shut in. You know, every once in a while, I'll have a nighttime chat and I'll play the nighttime music. Gotta love it. Ed, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Two good games to start with. All I want is stress-free fourth quarters. It is the dream, but in today's NFL, it is rarely a reality. So many of these games come down to one possession, one score. But yes, please, I would love it. It would be great to start the season off with a shellacking of the Detroit Lions and sit back in the fourth quarter watching their fan base cry. That I'm down with this idea. Jason, thanks for the super chat, man. In your opinion, do the Packers have a richer legacy at left tackle or right tackle? Wow, that is a really interesting question. Man, I don't know. My gut reaction would be to say left tackle, but I don't want to discount all the great players that have played on the right side. But, and it's funny. Look, they've obviously, in the modern era, had Bakhtiari and Clifton, and those are the names that kind of pop to mind immediately. There are legends who have played way before that. But the one guy I think is probably one of the more underappreciated Packers, who never gets mentioned as a random Packer, by the way. I don't think it's ever occurred. Is Ken Rutgers. I mean, that's a guy, he played a couple different spots, but that's a guy who I don't think gets talked about enough. You talk about legacy. He was a really good player on some really good offenses that sadly didn't really have a defense to pair up with it. But I don't know. That's an interesting question. I'll have to pontificate. I'll have to ponder that for a while. Mick, what's up, man? Which lineman replacement will need to play significant games this season? Lineman replacement. I'm not sure what you mean by that. You mean by like a reserve who's going to be thrust into action? I'm not quite sure what that question means or entails. Are you talking about like rookies, guys who are slated to be on the depth, deep down the depth chart? Because, man, we got some battles to go yet before we even know, right? You talk about left tackle. We don't even know if Rasheed Walker is going to be the starter. It could be Jordan Morgan. And at right guard, that could be Jordan Morgan or it could be Sean Ryan. So I think it's a little early for that one. Greg, thanks for the super chat, man. Friday games are limited by the Sports Broadcasting Act of 1961. It says not Friday night games between second Friday in September through second Saturday in December. Hope that helps. I did remember that was an occurrence or a actual, you know, thing. But I did also remember that there have been discussions on Capitol Hill about trying to circumvent it. I think this is right when the last CBA was occurring and there was discussions with the, because of the advent of streaming and trying to open things up to new avenues, as it were, of revenue. But yes, you are correct. It's still on the books and still a limitation. 100%. Let's see here. Who we got? T-Bear, what's going on, man? I'm sorry if I missed you talking about this already in the past, but what's your take on the reaction of Christian Watson's family, dad, brother, to the drafting of Golden and Savion? I think I did touch on this briefly after the draft, and I understand the question, but I can't say, and here's full honesty, complete transparency, I can't say I've really sought out their responses. I've seen people grousing about it more than I've ever seen their takes. I imagine they're questioning the selections maybe or not happy with the selections would be my guess, right? Their son, their brother plays that position. I don't have an issue with anything that any family member says. I remember back in the day when Greg Jennings' sister was in the crosshairs of Packers fans because of something she had tweeted about Aaron Rodgers, right? I have no issue with that simply because, and look, whatever their take is, to me, it's completely valid because that's their family. You know, I've done podcasts, right, with Christian's dad, and he's a great guy, man, and he's passionate about ball. He's obviously deeply in love with his son, and he's emotional about it. And yeah, sometimes can you kind of fill your feet up with his responses to whatever people are talking about in regards to Christian? Yeah, of course it can. But man, that's his prerogative and it's his son. Man, I can't even begin to tell you the way I feel and the way I talk about people talking any junk about my daughters. Now, maybe I don't respond on Twitter. And a lot of times it's not online that I'm having to do it. Like whether it's a teacher or a friend or whatever, I will always let it be known how I feel. I am a protective father. So that's what I see when I see dad maybe going after some fools on Twitter, you know, I got no problem with it. Now, are the Packers fans of it? I doubt it. But myself, it never bothers me. And what bothers me more is people getting upset about it because I'm like, that's his kid. Of course he's defending his kid. Of course he's going to go overboard about his kid. It's his kid. He loves his kid. I got no problem with it. None at all. Doug Hype, how are you, man? The Ireland dream will have to wait. The silver lining opening day in Green Bay will have plenty of Carry the G cream ale. Now there, sir, that is correct. 1,000,000,000%. Tell them what they've won.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold. And from the land of the green and gold.
That's right. Carry the G Cream Ale will be back for the 2025 regular season in Wisconsin and a few places outside of Wisconsin. Most excitingly, speaking of Carry the G, I will be back on the radio every week with Billy Schmid at 97.3 The Game for Carry the G Radio each and every week. Just hammered that out today. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Be on the lookout for that. And speaking of, radio appearances. I will be on with Zabe and the guys tomorrow morning to talk about the schedule. And then tomorrow morning into the afternoon, I'll be on with Billy Schmid there at 97.3 The Game to talk all things Packers, including the schedule. Make sure you listen here on the YouTube channel, because there won't be a Packers Daily tomorrow, because I am going into the city with my daughter to watch The Picture of Dorian Gray on Broadway. Very excited for this show. So there won't be Packers Daily tomorrow, but you can hear me on the radio and you can hear Billy and I right here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel tomorrow afternoon. So be on the lookout for that. Good stuff, Brandy. Thanks for the super chat. I will start tracking it if it rains or not on family night and what the overall record is that following season. Take that, PFF. Brandy, at least that's, you know, somewhat actionable statistical analysis. Way better than grades, I'll tell you that. No question. Gino, I like it. I'm late. What did I miss? I was going to quote Princess Bride, but I can't do the voice. Let me explain. No, there is too much. Let me sum up. What else we got here, folks? What did anyone know what the moon phase is this Thanksgiving? I mean, this is an important question, Richard. This is an important question. I'm sure someone's got an almanac in front of them. They can find out. Oh, Jeremy. Very good question, sir. Hey, Nags, when in the world are we going to get an end to the Jair saga? It's funny, huh? Didn't we get like a couple reports last week that, oh, the resolution's coming soon? Yet here we are, a week later. I don't know what you're constituting as soon, sirs. I don't know, man. Like I said a couple weeks ago, wake me up when training camp starts. And if he's on the roster, awesome. Fantastic. Can't wait. Oh, that's a good one, Rob. Rob Kress with a random Packer game. Bucks Packers 2000 finale. I like that one. I'd probably prefer the Bucks Packers 99 game early in the season. That was that string of like amazing comebacks from Favre and company, like that first month of the season. That Packers Bucks game was awesome. I'm down with that one. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Now we're getting to the nitty gritty here. J80s 19. Sorry, I have no idea how to pronounce whatever that is you've typed as your handle. Maybe someone else posted this, but if LaFleur comes out flat against the Lions again on a home opener when they have all offseason to prepare, he deserves to be on the hottest of seats. So one game and you're ready to pull the trigger, huh? You guys are hilarious. It's one game. Yes, no doubt about it. They should be up for it. But again, I love how you say again, were they up for it when they waxed him on Thanksgiving a couple years ago? Were they up for it last year when, you know, Christian Watson put the ball on the turf and then they had to have a furious comeback? Like, did he make Christian Watson fumble? Did he make Zach Tom get beat by Za'Darius washed up Smith? Like, players got to execute too, buddy. It ain't all on the coach. But I hear you. I feel what you're saying. But being on the, quote, hottest of seats because of losing a week one game is hilarious. Ooh, Ricky. Ooh, now this is some tinfoil stuff. I like this. Is Aaron Rodgers pushing Ja to this drama? Now we've really gone deep. That is some deep state stuff right there. Menace says, I missed the Packers from a few years ago when this drama was a non-issue. 4 out of 5 years now with player drama. Well, Menace, now you got to define player drama, because a lot of that has been contract and or quarterback drama, right? And the quarterback spot's a little different. Face of the franchise, draft first round, while you still got a superstar, etc. That's going to create drama, right? As far as the player drama, I think a lot of that has been overblown. I did a whole video here with first with Justice about the Elton stuff, which I don't consider drama. He's missing voluntary stuff. Talk to me when he misses mandatory minicamp. But yeah, I understand why he wants an adjustment to his contract. And Justice and I talked about that yesterday. Got a whole video about that. Also did a whole video about Jaden Reed. That ain't drama. That's Drew Rosenhaus, but that ain't drama. So you know, and then the Jair thing, that's very unusual, pretty Jair driven. I don't know. I'm just not surprised by it, but I understand that's a little bit of drama. Sure. I'll give you that one, but I just don't see it. I know Wilde in particular, as he is wont to do, has framed it as this influx of drama, but I don't know, man, it ain't that dramatic. I mean, it is what, May 15th. Who do they play on Sunday? Everybody just relax. Eric, nice to super chat, man. Hey, Aaron, ever thought of doing a Where Are They Now segment during the offseason? I'd love to hear from James Stark, Sam Shields, etc. on what they've been up to since leaving the NFL. Eric, you are reading our memos, apparently, because this is something we've talked or spoken about with the Retired Players Association regarding doing some content around that exact type of thing. Hopefully, I'll have an opportunity to catch up with some of the guys that you've mentioned here and some others for a series that will drop hopefully during the dead period, you know, where there's that stretch after mini camp. I think it's June 13th is when the guys wrap up and go away for the summer. And then camp doesn't begin until late July. So somewhere in that window, have a couple of these, right, where we do catch up with former Packers and get kind of a look at what they're up to, what they're doing post-career and out of the limelight, etc. So yes, Eric, we've thought about it, and we've talked about it, and we've talked about it with the PFRPA, and hopefully that comes to fruition here this offseason. All right, everybody, I have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. As I indicated earlier, please don't forget, no Packers Daily tomorrow, but I will be back on Friday. In the meantime, listen to me on the radio in the morning with Zabe and the guys. And then catch me right here with Billy for a one-hour simulcast with 97.3 The Game on the YouTube channel. And then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.